Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Before You Go Pro Locker Room Show. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, and as always, pumped up, excited, and just truly joyful to be with everybody tonight. Thank you, all of you that could attend tonight's show. I know many of us have 1,000 things going on in our lives, so I never take for granted the people, the kids, the parents, the families, the coaches that can attend our locker room shows. And definitely thank you for those who may be checking it out after we tape live. I know some of you guys catch the archive of the show, so we definitely appreciate you as well. Tonight we are in for a very special treat. Always with Before You Go Pro, we want to bring the hard-hitting content. We want to bring the topics that apply to our players, the things that can help you guys get over the hump, you know, maybe things that you're not thinking about or things that will come up in your career as you go. And you'll have a context and a protocol for how to deal with certain things after dealing with Before You Go Pro. We've had an amazing week already of locker room talk. On Tuesday, we had Mr. Tyler Palumbis, Washington Redskins offensive tackle. Tyler did a great job of talking about his football testimony, his journey within the game, and, you know, the highs and lows. Things weren't always easy for Tyler, and he let that be known to our audience, but he's always found a way to stay positive and to fight to be the best player he can be. And that's what it's all about, you guys. You got to find a way to be the best player you can be, both on and off the field. So tonight's show is a very interesting show. And with Before You Go Pro, we're always looking for topics, you know, whether I'm looking at what's going on in the industry through ESPN, Bleacher Report, Fox Sports, or whether there's something in my career that I faced or some of my friends and former teammates' careers, things that they face, we always pull from different people as far as what topics will be presented in our locker room shows. And tonight's no different, and actually one of our team members helped me come up with tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is, are you ready? And are you ready could be a vague term, you know, it can be a vague question. But really what I'm getting to when I ask you guys, are you ready, is the work and the effort that it's going to take for some of you guys to really take hold of your dreams and seize your dreams. You know, some of the things that you guys want, whether it's a scholarship opportunity or whether it's an opportunity to maybe one day play in a Super Bowl, like we'll all watch this weekend, those are things that don't just fall in people's laps. Those are things that don't come easy. And you really have to know what the game is about, and then look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I ready? The way this show came about is my very dear friend Ray Anderson was working with a young athlete and training a young athlete, and the athlete was not ready to put in the work. He wasn't listening. He wasn't somebody that we consider a 10 percenter. A 10 percenter is a kid that is going to rise to the occasion, a kid that's the cream of the crop, and not necessarily because of talent, but because their desire to win and their desire to succeed is so strong. My people that I work with Before You Go Pro knows that if we go talk to a team of 50 people, 50 athletes, five of them, 10%, will be the kids that are really Before You Go Pro kids. Those will be the kids that are willing to do whatever it takes to seize their dream. So I was talking to Mr. Ray Anderson, and he was telling me about this kid's work ethic. And at the end of our conversation, he said, you know what? He's just not ready. And the light bulb went on, and it said, you know, we have to really be truthful with the kids that we work with. You know, whether I'm a coach at high school, college, you know, or even the kids that we work with Before You Go Pro, it's my job, it's my coworkers' job here at Before You Go Pro to be truthful with you guys about what it really takes to get to where you want to go. If we're not truthful with you, then there's a little bit of the la-la land, as my dad used to call it. La-la land is when you think you're working towards something and you don't have a clue that you're not even on track. You know, la-la land is you think you can half-heartedly go after something and achieve it when that is so far from the case. I constantly watch the show American Idol, and some of you guys might be saying, oh, Coach, why you watch that stuff? But that is a show that is constantly on TV in my household. And I happen to be with my wife and youngest son, or excuse me, my oldest son yesterday, watching American Idol. And as you guys know the format, they have judges, Harry Connick Jr., Keith Urban, and Jennifer Lopez this year. And these are people that have been to the top of the mountain in their industry. These are people that have been at the top of the recording industry and have sold millions of records, millions of CDs and downloads. And they're constantly looking at talent and making a personal evaluation on whether or not the talent they are looking at is ready and prepared to have a shot to be America's next American Idol. And I'm watching the show last night, and I'm watching one of the judges critique a certain girl that just happened to finish her audition. She just finished her song. And most people listening to this girl sing would say, wow, she's got a beautiful voice, and it sounds like, you know, she should be one that gets the golden ticket. You know, she's one of the ones that should have the opportunity to go off to Hollywood and pursue her dream on American Idol. And two of the judges actually gave this woman, this young girl, a thumbs up. I believe she was about 17 years old, and she had a great voice. But one of the judges, Harry Connick Jr., said that, you know what, you've got a good voice, and by no means should you quit singing. But I just don't think you're ready. I don't think now is the time for me to say yes and give you this golden ticket. Now, since there's only three judges, if you get two, you actually get the thumbs up, and you do get the opportunity to move forward with the competition. But Harry Connick Jr. didn't think that this girl had what it takes. And I was talking to my wife about it, and I said, you know, he wasn't talking about her voice. He was talking about that it factor. He was talking about that little glimmer in her eye, that thing within her that lets him know that she is willing to do whatever it takes to seize her dream. You see, on American Idol, you have people that have tried year after year to get on that show and be a part of that competition. You have people that this is all they've got. They put everything on the back burner for their shot to be an American Idol. You have people that have their whole family on their back, and they're looking at American Idol as an opportunity to make a better way and a better life for their family. And what Terry Connick Jr. was saying is he didn't see that sense of urgency in this young lady. And being a former player, I know exactly what he's talking about. You can tell a kid that wants to play Division I-A football or wants to receive a scholarship level, maybe a scholarship at the Division I-AA level, Division II level, or, you know, you can see a college player saying that he wants to go to the NFL one day. But there's a difference in saying it and walking the talk. There's a certain look about it. There's a certain feel about it for the kid who's really serious, the 10%er, once again. So, once again, this topic came up because we run into so many kids, you guys, kids across the country that think they're really ready to jump into this big-time football industry, and they have absolutely no clue on what it takes. And that's what we're going to talk about here tonight in the locker room. We're always candid in the locker room, so we will discuss some of the things that hold players back. We will discuss how to overcome some of those things, and we will discuss what it looks like when a player is really, really ready to take hold of his dreams. So first and foremost, you know, we have to realize that this game is way too competitive, you guys, way too competitive to be part-time. There's nothing part-time about somebody like a Tom Brady. There's nothing part-time about somebody like a Peyton Manning. You know, the game is way too competitive. There are way too many kids going after your dream, by the way, that want it so bad and have so much riding on it for you to be part-time. A lot of times we tend to get stuck in our bubble, and our bubble is, hey, I'm the best kid in Oakland, California. Hey, I'm the best kid in Houston, Texas. Or you know what, I feel like I'm one of the best in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we get stuck in our little bubble, and we're just looking at what's around us. But what we fail to realize is that when I'm just getting up on the West Coast, in California, there's kids already in New York. There's kids already in Florida that have been working out for the past 3 hours when I was just getting up. And vice versa, when I'm going to sleep on the East Coast, there's kids in the West Coast still working out and still getting after it. So we cannot get caught up in our little bubble. One of the biggest things that so many high school players fail to realize is that they're also competing with junior college players for the same scholarship. So I may be a senior in high school, and I may be all league or even all district, and I think I'm the man, but, you know, that school that you're looking at, Stanford, or you're looking at Washington, or you're looking at going to the University of West Virginia, and they're only thinking about bringing on two running backs this year. What's going to set you apart from that junior college running back that wants that scholarship just as bad as you do? What's going to set you apart from that kid who's on the other side of the country that wants that scholarship just as bad as you do? So as a player, one of the things that I always tell kids that I work with is don't get caught up thinking just because you're the best on your team or in your area, that you're going to receive a scholarship. Year after year, so many talented kids do not get a chance to sign their name on the dotted line. And what we'll talk about a little bit later on here in the show is that we all get tested in the game of football. And a lot of times that adversity will come, and it comes in many, many different forms, and it's a test. It's a test to see if you really want it. It's a test. It's the universe and God looking at you and saying, how bad does he really want it? And if you give yourself the option of quitting, or you're one of the kids that's a part-timer, I can guarantee you that you will not receive a scholarship or an opportunity to play at the professional level. And if you do by some chance, it will not last long, you guys. So what we're talking about tonight here in the locker room, and the doors are closed, baby, and it's just us. What we're talking about here in the locker room is not only are you ready, but how do you stay ready and hold on to your dream once you have it, once you seize it. So as we have had many guests that are guys who played at the professional level, whether it's an NFL shot, whether it's Canada, whether it's the Arena League, as we've had many, many guests that have played at the Division I-A college level and at other levels of college football. One thing that I have found from listening to all of them is that there are definitely times, you guys, where it's not going to be all peaches and cream, where, once again, your dream will be tested. It has to be tested because it's not for everybody. There's 2% of the country that is financially independent. And what financially independent means is that they don't have to count on any banks. They don't have to count on any credit cards. They don't have to count on any family or 401k to live the way they want to live financially. And you don't get to be one of those financially independent people in our country by mistake. And it's the same thing when you're going after something in the entertainment industry, and make no mistake about it, football is in the heart of the entertainment industry. You can ask Bruno Mars that, who will be performing at halftime at the Super Bowl. That's a gig, you guys, that every musician wants. And every musician wants that gig because they know they're on the big stage. Football is the entertainment industry at its peak. And nobody makes it within the entertainment industry without going through some challenges. Because if the challenges aren't there, you guys, then that means that anybody can have it. And that's definitely not the case. So you have to prepare, and you have to have some thick skin for when those challenges and hurdles do come. And that is one thing that has been resounding in all of our locker room shows where we've had guests come into the locker room, is that they've all talked about times where they've had challenges and how they've overcome those challenges, or possibly how some of those challenges have been their demise, have been some of the mistakes that they never got to overcome. And Lord knows I've had my own that I'll share with you guys as well. So, you know, expect hurdles. Expect things to come in your way. Expect things to be a little foggy sometimes, where you might not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But that is part of the reason why we have created a company such as Before You Go Pro, so we can talk about those things, and you know you have support and you have people that are pulling for you and rooting for you to make it to the top of that mountain, no matter how big and how large that mountain may be. And we have definitely had some Before You Go Pro kids that have had some mountains in their lives. And that is what we're all about, is teaming up as a family and finding a way to get you to shore, finding a way to get you to your dream. But expect challenges. If you're one of those kids that does not want to have any choppy waters in your life, if you're one of those kids that does not want to have any adversities, football may not be the sport for you. And you have to be honest with yourself. If you want to play it safe, then you might want to go into a different profession or find another way to pay for your college education. Because football will present some things to you, and there'll be times where you'll definitely have to look yourself in the mirror and toughen up. So, once again, are you ready? I'm going to let you guys know what it looks like to be successful in the football industry. You know, success leaves clues. I'm a big believer in success leaves clues. If you look at some of the successful people in our country, whether it's an entertainer, whether it's a successful author, a book author, whether it's a successful, entrepreneur, success leaves clues. And that's a good thing, you guys. That's a good thing because you don't have to recreate the wheel. Part of us bringing in guests to the locker room to speak to you guys is the fact that I want them to tell their story, and I want them to tell you guys exactly how they got to where they are today. For those of you who listen to Tyler Columbus on Tuesday, and if you didn't get the chance to listen to Ty, please check out our archive link at beforeyougopro.com. We have plenty of archives of guys who will tell you very candidly how they got to make it to a Division I school, how they got to the NFL. You know, and the surprise, I think, for many of you guys is a lot of times it has nothing to do with on-the-field stuff. It was all how they approached life off the field, whether it was taking care of their body, whether it was staying around the right types of people, or whether it was watching a lot of film. You know, they've all given us nuggets of advice on how to one-up your opponent or one-up your competition. So the good thing about successful people, once again, is they leave the breadcrumbs behind. You know, they leave the clues for us to pick up and look at and study so that we don't have to recreate the wheel. You don't want to have to find out how to get things on your own. It's too difficult that way. Search out, seek out the people who have done it before and just follow what they did. So, you know, that brings me to my next point is what does it look like? And I've had plenty of examples, whether I look back on my own personal career or whether I look at some of the careers of my friends. I've got friends that are still playing in the NFL long after I've hung up my cleats. I've got friends that have had 8, 9, 10, 12-year careers in the NFL, and some, you know, all-American college careers. And it was very, very clear that they were a different type of beast. You know, they were 10%ers. And at every level you go, whether it's Pop Warner, high school, college, pros, you have to try to work your way to the top. And it's not easy. But there are definitely traits that you can follow that will help keep you in line for that. So, you know, when I was coming up out of Reardon High School in San Francisco, I knew from a very young age that I wanted to play Division I-A football. Now, luckily, I had a father that knew what that looked like, and he was an accountability partner. An accountability partner is somebody that is going to hold you to the fire, baby. An accountability partner is somebody that is constantly going to remind you of what it looks like to really be in line with what you want to achieve. And we all need them. Still to this day, even with the business, Before You Go Pro, I have people that hold me accountable so that, you know, you let them know what you want. Hey, we want Before You Go Pro to be a great business that services thousands of kids, thousands of football players across the country. Okay, well, this is what it looks like, Coach Wood. So if you're a young kid, you need to find somebody that is going to hold you accountable for your dreams, whether that's your parents, whether that's your coach, whether that's a teammate. You need to have somebody around you that's always going to remind you if you're slipping up a little bit. You know, if they see you at a party when you really should be working out, you got to be willing to have somebody say, hey, I don't know if you really want to be at this party. Or, hey, is that really what you should be eating right now? If you want to be a 10%er, if you want to seize your dream. You know, a lot of us are young. We may be freshmen. We may be sophomores. And that dream of playing in a national championship day, a game one day, seems a little far away. But what you have to realize is it's day-by-day steps that will get you on that national championship field one day. And your accountability partner is going to be the person that reminds you of that and that gets that extra push-up out of you, that extra bench press rep out of you, that extra wind sprint out of you so that you can one day sign that letter of intent. National Letter of Intent Day is actually next week, February 5th. It's always the first Wednesday in February, and there are going to be thousands of kids across the country, God bless them, that are going to realize their dream. All that hard work that they put in is finally going to feel like it paid off, you know. And thinking back to my career, I was so grateful that I had a father that knew what it looked like to get to where I wanted to go. And once again, you may not have that person in your household right now, but you can find them. And if you don't find them, I can help you. Before You Go Pro can help you find that person to let you know what it looks like. And I'm going to tell you guys what it looks like. It's not always pretty. It's not always simple. It's not always going to be what you want to do. You know, there were countless hours, you guys, countless hours of visualizing what I wanted, confessing to people what I wanted, and putting the work behind what I wanted. Once again, I had intent from a very young age to play at the Division I-A football level. So first and foremost, you got to know what you want. And I'm assuming all of you guys are listening to this locker room show tonight because you know what you want. When so many other kids are watching TV, playing video games, or doing the social networking bit, you guys are in the locker room finding out what it takes because you guys are 10%ers. So first and foremost, you got to know what you want. Then after you know what you want, you got to get after it. And it's not simple. You know, though there were hours of working out after the team worked out. So when everybody else was done with football practice, there was extra time that needed to be spent on the football field. Not everybody on your team wants what you want. Some of the guys on your team are probably just on there because they look good in the uniform, or maybe that's what their girlfriend likes. The girlfriend likes going to the game and saying, my boyfriend plays football. Some of your teammates aren't going after the same things that you guys are going after, so you can't do the same things that they do. If they want to take off a summer before training camp, let them do it. But it can't be you if you want to earn a Division I-A scholarship or a Division I-AA scholarship or D2. That's six figures. You know, you look at schools like Stanford. You look at schools like New Mexico. You look at schools like UNLV and Cal Poly. These are all fabulous schools that kids pay thousands of dollars for. Schools that kids take out many loans for and pay these loans well after they graduate to attend. But we want somebody to put that money on the table for us and pay for our education, and we want to do it with our athletic talent. That doesn't come easy, you guys. Once again, 2% of our country is financially independent. You want to know how many kids play Division I-A football from high school? 5%. 5% of kids who play high school football right now will get to play at the Division I-A level. So you're not going to stumble upon a six-figure contract. And I do call it a contract. They call it a letter of intent, national letter of intent. But whenever you're signing your name on the line and there's a commitment behind something, a financial commitment, that's a contract. I signed my first contract when I was 17 years old, and it was for six figures, 5 years at $35,000 apiece to go to the University of Colorado. And that wasn't the only contract offered to me. I was offered contracts from the University of Virginia, from Arizona State, from Hawaii, from New Mexico, from Cal, Berkeley, and it didn't come easy. There were hours behind those contracts. I'm a big believer that you don't become a professional at something, you don't perfect your craft at something until you've done it for roughly about 6-7 years, because there's hours that need to go into you cashing out. So you guys have to realize that, and if you haven't put in the hours yet, are you ready? Are you ready to start putting in those hours? Are you ready to start watching that film relentlessly? Are you ready for running on the beach or all the sit-ups, the thousands upon thousands of sit-ups and push-ups that you'll have to do to get your body in shape so that you look better than that kid in Texas when the schools come calling? You know, no success comes easy. And I will always be up front with you guys because I love you to death. No success comes easy. And when you look at some things like what it looks like, there are so many guys that have oodles and oodles of talent. They have so much talent, but they won't make it because they haven't made the commitment yet. There are guys that are more talented than you. What did Tyler Columbus say? He's the starting right tackle for the Washington Redskins right now, protecting one of the most well-known quarterbacks in the NFL, RG3. That's his job. When he wakes up in the morning, his job is to protect a multi-million dollar quarterback. How's that for a living? He wakes up in the morning, and you got to make sure that somebody that is an athletic specimen doesn't kill your quarterback. And if it happens, you can believe that it will be on SportsCenter. How's that for a job requirement? But Tyler was the first one to tell us on Tuesday, you guys, that there were guys on all of the teams he played on, whether it was Cherry Creek High School in Colorado, whether it was the University of Colorado, or whether it was with the Washington Redskins, that he's always had guys on his team that were more talented physically than he was. But he said, hey, I'm a lunch pail guy. You know what you're going to get with me. And I always prided myself on being accountable, being somebody that that my team could count on, that my coaches could count on. So you guys can best believe that you're probably on teams with guys that may be more talented, but they don't got the work ethic that you got. They don't have the belief and the fire in their eyes like you have. Once again, Harry Connick Jr., your voice sounds great, but you're not ready. That's what he's talking about. And if you guys get a chance to peek at American Idol tonight after you do your homework, check it out, because he'll probably say the same thing to somebody else. And I say it to some of the kids that we work with. I said, wow, you got talent, but you're not quite ready. I don't know if you've committed fully to what it's going to take for you to be a big-time college or possibly professional athlete. So, you know, you guys got to keep that in mind. Another thing that we definitely have to talk about tonight is the typical hurdles. And I call them the typical hurdles because I've dealt with enough young football players now, and I've been around the game enough now to see the typical hurdles and obstacles that guys run into. And if you guys are looking at your computer screen or at your smartphone or your tablet right now, you're probably seeing some of the slides that we have for tonight's locker room show. And there's one slide in particular with arrows pointing to all the hurdles that you guys run into. And I tip my cap to all of you young football players today because there's a lot more distraction in the world today than there ever have been for young teenagers. So let's talk about them. You know, one of the typical hurdles that I see a lot of kids run into is that, first and foremost, they don't have a game plan. They say they want something, but there is no ABC to get there. There is no game plan or foundation behind what they want. And once again, success leaves clues. You need to find somebody that has been there, done that, and follow what they did to get there. Number two, I constantly see that kids shoot themselves in the foot with their grades. And they do it at the high school level and the college level. They lose out on fabulous opportunities because of their grades. I mentioned to you guys some of my scholarship offers that I had, but I actually could have had a scholarship offer to Stanford as well. Now, Stanford wasn't as good when I was coming out of high school as they are now. I definitely would have considered them now coming out of high school because they're a top-flight program. But I was not awarded that scholarship because I didn't have a high enough GPA. And I almost lost the scholarship I did have to the University of Colorado because I was flirting around with my GPA too much. I didn't pass my SAT until the final minute. It was right at the buzzer for me to claim my scholarship. So I had scholarship offers on the table, but I also had junior colleges pursuing me too because I might have been one of those kids that fell through the cracks because of grades. So you guys have to be mindful. We've heard so many locker room guests say that, you know, it's not just the athletic side of things. You're a student athlete. You have to be mindful of the student piece of your title. The NCAA clearinghouse, you have to be a NCAA clearinghouse qualifier to grab a scholarship. If you're not cleared with the NCAA clearinghouse, nobody can let you sign a national letter of intent. So that's something that you guys have to be mindful of and paying attention to your sophomore and junior year of high school. If you're in college and your grades aren't right, they have rules now where if your team goes to a bowl game, you will not be able to play in the bowl game. And for some of the kids who really have messed up grades, they end up getting sent home. And these will be kids that you never know their name, but they get sent home from USC, from Florida, or from Texas every single year. There are kids who get sent home because they don't have the grades. The other big piece is the social life, and this was something that tripped me up when I was in college. I didn't get nowhere near the results I had in high school that I wanted in college. And the reason why was because my focus wasn't on the field. It was on my social life. I wanted to be around the ladies, and I wanted to go to all the cool parties. And anybody that wanted to have a good time, they knew Coach Wood. And if you guys are looking at those slides, there's a slide of a pretty young college girl. There's a slide of kids partying. There's a slide of alcohol and drugs. And these are all things that have notoriously tripped up fabulous players since the beginning of time. And it will continue. I don't want it to be my Before You Go Pro kids. I don't want you guys to lose opportunity because of distractions. But I think the best way for us to overcome distractions is to put them on the table and talk about them. So social life, be very mindful and very aware of who you kick it with, of the type of social life that you lead. And if you guys get fortunate enough to get to the point where somebody does want to put some money on the table for you, whether it's a form of a scholarship or an NFL opportunity, you best believe that they're going to be trying to figure out what your social life is like. So take down all the crazy pictures on the social networking or anything that's going to tip your hand and show people that you might not fully be committed to the game of football. The other thing is the ego. The ego can really, really mess with you, you guys. On one hand, you want to be confident and you want to have a strong ego because you're going to need that confidence to get to the top of the mountain. You're going to need that confidence to be the best at your position. But on the other hand, if that ego is a little bit too braggadocious, you may set yourself up for failure. You may not work as hard as you really need to because you already think you're all that. So you've got to keep your ego in check, and if you have a real good accountability partner, they should be able to help you with that. If not, call me. Call Coach Wood. I'll help you out with that one. Because once again, there's always somebody trying to get your position. There's always somebody waiting by the phone that wants your scholarship or wants your NFL opportunity. So keep that ego in check. You should always feel like you got to work a little harder. The other thing is injuries, and that's the one thing, you guys, that you really can't control. You know, that's a tough one. The best way to control injuries or at least get yourself in position to have a little bit of a say-so in injuries is make sure your body is a finely tuned machine. You got to be in shape. You got to be, you know, limber. You got to stretch at night. You know, when you guys watch TV, get on the ground and stretch. You know, so treating your body right will help you stay as healthy as you possibly can be and you know, pray that you don't suffer any major injuries. The other one is a competitive spirit. This game is so competitive that there may be times where you're on the bench. As a matter of fact, there probably will be times where you have to take somebody's position. And you can be nice with people, still compete. And I fell into that a little bit myself where I was a little too nice sometimes, where, you know, you give a guy an extra rep when you should be fighting for that rep, or you let somebody get in front of you in line when you should make sure that you're in front in line, or where you're doing one-on-ones in practice and you're not choosing to go against the best guy, you're choosing to go against the mediocre guy. You have to stay competitive, you guys. Winners compete at all times. Even if it's in the weight room or one running sprints, you have to compete. And last but not least is a very, very strong belief. You know, nobody loses until they lose belief. If two boxers get into the ring, nobody's going to lose that boxing match until one of them loses belief that they can win. We've all seen great comebacks in sports, whether it's basketball, baseball, football. We've all seen a team be down 28-0 early and come back and win a game. And the reason why they're able to win is because they never gave up the belief that they should lose. So belief is very, very strong. So, you know, those are some of the hurdles that I constantly see kids come across. And some of the ways to overcome those odds and distractions that can hinder your career is, for one, you got to have a laser focus. It's almost an obsession over what you want. You have to want it more than the next person. Put up all the pictures on your wall of what you want to achieve and obsess over it. Number two is accountability, as we've talked about. Number three is setting goals for yourself. How many touchdowns do you want to throw? You know, how many interceptions do you want to have? Set goals for yourself. Number four, stay hungry. No matter how good you get, no matter how many people are patting you on the back, you got to stay hungry. Jerry Rice once said, the reason why I work so hard is because I truly believe in my heart of hearts that there was always somebody trying to take my position. So he was always hungry. And then last but not least, once again, an unwavering belief. Even if your own parents tell you, hey, you know what, I don't think you're set out to make it, or I don't think you'll ever achieve that. You have to have an unwavering belief deep down in your soul that you are worthy. So once again, tonight's show was Are You Ready? And hopefully that shed a little light on what it takes to get to where you guys want to go. And, you know, look yourself in the mirror and say, is this really for me? And if the answer is yes, then I am so glad you're a part of Before You Go Pro, because we will make sure that you get to where you want to go. So you guys have a wonderful night. You can check out more information about Before You Go Pro and get more content at www.beforeyougopro.com. You can check out all the archive shows. We have a book that is out. You can order for back, pre-order the paperback, or also get the ebook edition right now. It's a fabulous book for all kids and parents that want to get after this. You guys have a good one. See you at the top. Bye.